Q94, yes, indeed. It's a Thursday, and Ozzy Osbourne and a legend, Randy Rhoads, flying high again. Oh, my goodness, here it is. It's Thursday. It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise right on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. We make a little left-hand turn to Fout Road, and there's the Bayou Resort. Hey, Gary Faraci, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. We are doing well on this cool Thursday morning.
Boy, that's a fact. It is a little cool out there, but you know, I was in Mountain Home yesterday. I was going to stop by and see you and Diane, but I was running a little late, so on my way back, I just had to wiggle right on back to the other state. But
did you wave as you went by?
I did. I gave you a big old howdy. Not a California howdy. I just, you know. I noticed white caps on the lake. You know, it's pretty breezy. I didn't see a single boat on the lake neither. So I'm not that there people are not. They're back there probably in the creek arms and stuff where it's a little easier to navigate. But here it is. It's another week. It's chilly. But yet, like today, we're going to see sunny skies, highs in the low to mid-50s. Again, it's going to be breezy, but what are you hearing?
I'm hearing bait balls of fish, chase the bait balls, and the fish have been there. And then there's been a couple days, yesterday in particular one, that a couple guys I talked to, they struggled. They couldn't find the bait balls. And, yeah, yesterday was tough, and I think it's like that. You know, there's wherever the bait balls go when it's windy out, back in the creek arms or back in coast, the guys been having a hard time finding them. But the days they can find them, they've been just killing it. It's been really good. I mean, the lake's down at, we're at, what, 554 now?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's in great condition. It really is. So, yeah, we're still in fall conditions, right? We're not in winter yet. So, it's been pretty good, you know. You just got to get out there, dress for it. We've got a beautiful weekend coming up.
Well, now, you know, what time are you seeing most people hit the lake? You know, what, you know, because like in the spring, it's, you know, 4 a.m, you know, you're putting in around 4 and, you know, right at light, you're fishing. But what time are you seeing people launch now?
Later, sunrise is into a little after 7, and I'm seeing guys at 7:30, 8:30, so it's later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't have anything to back this up other than it's just kind of my approach. This time of year and the wintertime, I like to wait till the sun is up and then, you know, even give it 30 minutes or so for that sun to kind of hit the lake and that's.
Yeah, that would put it at 8:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm seeing. I think that sun comes up and, I don't know, it warms the water, whatever it's doing, but it seems like that's the time where I see more people going out. I don't see the people going out at, you know, first light, you know, earlier. And that most of it's later. And then I've seen a lot of late afternoon fishing, you know, mm-hmm. 4 o'clock type thing, guys going out and stuff. And
yeah.
So
live bait is, do you think, you know, live bait in the fall is hard to beat.
It is. And that's been working really good on the crappie, the live bait, people that have used live bait. I think they've done a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. And there's a certain size, too. I mean, do you have guys, when they come and buy live bait off you, that they're kind of critical of what size minnow they want?
Well, that's funny. We joke about that all the time over here. I have certain guys that come in. I'm talking about crappie fishermen.
Yeah.
They want the smallest bait that I have. They want small, small, small. And then we have opposite of the spectrum on it, where I have guys come in and say, oh, those are really small. Do you have anything bigger? So, yeah. And, I use live bait when I go out a lot. and I don't know that size of a crappie minnow is how much difference it makes. I really don't know.
Now, do you like to hook them through the lips or through the back?
I like going to the upper lip.
Yeah.
That's how someone had taught me that a while back, and I use that method. It seems to work really good. Once you find the depth where they're at and then just fish just slightly above them, that seems to work really good. They seem to last a little bit longer. They got more movement in there, but there's a lot of guys I know that hook through the back, and they do well too. So everybody has their own take on what works for them. You know, you fish in a boat with other guys, and one side of the boat you could be catching fish and the guy on the back of the boat is not catching anything, and vice versa. It's same everything, and yeah, it's crazy how that works.
Yep. Oh yeah, for sure. Now, what are you hearing about the bass, stripers, hybrids? You know,
largemouth guys later in the afternoon have done better on the largemouth, and they're throwing all kinds of stuff at them. Mm-hmm. I did hear that a darker single spin in the evening seemed to be working good, and one gentleman said it was time for him to start getting his gitsits out and using them.
Mm-hmm.
And no limits, but guys have caught some nice fish.
Mm-hmm.
They really have. And then striper hybrids, they're moving up this way. There's a lot of movement on them. Those are the ones you follow the bait balls with the stripers and the hybrids, and you'll find the fish. You know, just watch. Sometimes you watch the seagulls, you know, and watch where the birds are at.
Yeah.
And that'll give you an indication on them. But they've been doing pretty good on that. Majority of the guys have gone out and got at least one nice fish, and they've been pulling some out. They've some nice size stripers.
If you kind of just went through the entire year, the bigger stripers are always going to be pulled out in the fall, I think.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we see the fall. And you get into, I have some guys that fish January when, I mean, it could be snowing out and they're, you know, the stripers are moving when that water's cold, and it seems like good months for it. December, January, February, really good months for striper fishing and hybrid fishing.
Yep.
It's the time of year for it. So get out and enjoy them because it's fun.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe, book a little getaway to buy your resort or possibly even make a great, you know, Christmas gift. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, come down and have a beer or something. We could do that. They could always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, take a look at that. Check out the comments. Leave a message on there. You can catch me down at the marina sometimes, mermaid watching, down by the launch ramp.
Yep.
And then our website, thebayouresort.com.
Absolutely. Wine and Cheetos. And, you know.
Going to be a good weekend for that.
I think so. I do. I do. I do. And, you know, of course, we've got the holiday coming up. A couple, of course, Christmas. Coming, just it's sneaking up on us, and New Year's is sneaking up on us as well. So lots of opportunities to get out on the water. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and then we'll talk with you next week.
Hey, you have a good one, Gary, and enjoy this weekend.
Right on.